We continue on with our broadcast from the Fitness Center, University Hospital's Avon Health Center. And it's more, you know, we're in the fitness center. Now, if you go down the other driveway, you could end up in the emergency room. They have an ER here, and we have an ER nurse with us. LaDonna Bonnet joins us. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you for having me. I just want to talk to your listeners about the services that we provide in our freestanding emergency room. It is an 18-bed facility, and when I talk about the freestanding, what I mean by that is we do not have a hospital on site. So any patients who need to be admitted or transferred, we take care of transferring you to get you to the facility that you need to be at. We also have two trauma rooms. We have a pediatric trauma, which everything in that room is specific to peds. We have an adult trauma room, and of course that has all the adult stuff in it. We have a staff that is highly trained with physician, nurses, respiratory therapists, and paramedics. I also want to talk about what we do. So when you come to the emergency room, we are able to handle all your emergencies, including heart attacks, strokes, and simple things such as your sore throats. So it's important to remember about the emergency care treatment is about first come, first serve. It's not about first come, first serve. It's about the most critical patients are taken care of first. Sometimes patients forget about that, and a lot of times we are taking care of those life-death situations, such as your heart attacks, and it requires all the staff to be in the room, so your care may be a little bit delayed based on the type of patients that we are seeing. And I know that a lot of times, you know, people who have simple things such as a broken toe, it hurts, absolutely. But it's something that probably won't kill them. And that's why when you come to the emergency room, it's always remember that we are taking care of the most urgent cases first.
You know, I came to the emergency room with a broken toe.
Here?
Yes, here.
And what happened?
Well, I got taken care of there. Okay. As well. There wasn't as much going on, but I did come with a broken toe. Had to take the dog out in the middle of the night and found a end table that somehow wasn't in. But they were able to take care of things. And you mentioned about coming to an emergency room. And that's sort of, when you think about it, it's probably best also to go to an emergency room when it's really an emergency. To know about that, about the type of things that are going on.
Right.
We also learned earlier this morning about how some injuries are seasonal. Do you see different kinds of injuries or health-related issues at different times of the year?
Yes, they are definitely seasonal-related. We see a lot of like motorcycle accidents during the summer seasons, a lot of sports injuries during the summer with baseball and soccer. So, yes, it's definitely seasonal-related.
How about people coming in maybe for the flu?
Yes.
Has it been busy?
This year has been very busy. The month of December has really been busy with a lot of the flu-type symptoms for patients. I know that a lot of times when patients come in, there's a long wait, and it can be frustrating, but do know that we do everything possible to see the patients as quickly as we possibly can.
You're an ER nurse. Did you just come off a shift, or what kind of responsibilities do you have for, like, today or this week? What are you being put to?
Well, I am the manager, okay. So I take care of the daily operations within the ER, hiring the staff and maintaining the services that we provide over there. One of the other services that we are going to be offering to all three locations at Elyria, Amherst, and Avon is a service called InQuicker. And what this service is it allows patients to register online and do their waiting at home. So this is very helpful for those types of injuries that aren't serious, that they can actually register online. They can go to the University Hospital's website, or they can go to InQuicker and register to wait at home. The service isn't available right now, but should be available within a month.
Does that mean then they will get a time period when they will then need to be able to come in? Is that kind of like a reserve sort of the time, or are they alerted about availability and then it's for them to come in?
Well, what they can do is they can register online for their ER visit. So they can actually hold a place online to come in and be seen so that they're not waiting in the waiting room.
Much like you would make an appointment to just see a regular doctor,
correct,
physician to do that sort of thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it a busy time for you now?
Volumes are starting to go down a little bit since the flu season. I mean, we're still in the flu season, but it's starting to taper off, so the volume has dropped off.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
How about a measles case? Have you had a measles case come through yet? It seems to be in the news in other states in particular.
Yes. No, we haven't seen that.
That's good.
Yeah. Of course, this is located right off of 90, so there's obviously things that happen on the highway that probably get rushed here as well, and it's enabled. You mentioned about not having the hospital, but you have the emergency, so you can do the primary care that needs to be done, and then they get life-flighted, I guess, or taken with an ambulance out to the different hospitals where they need to get the other care, right?
Yes, we do. We have a helipad that we can transfer any of our traumas out to a trauma center located in Cleveland.
Well, we want to thank you for stopping in, sharing some of the information, what goes on over at the ER, Donna Bonnet. Thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.